shop. It's used to be called Legends, but a lot of the brothers is Trinidadians up in there. It's dope, man. I love that spot. So I fly him wherever if I need to for this, you know, for a special cut. So that's what it is. I go to shop sometimes.
So you fly a barber from Brooklyn to shave you bald?
Yes. And he got to do my beard right, too, man. You want your beard.
Oh, okay.
You know, when you don't got no hair, man, you want your beard tight. And I can't, you know, I'm a believer in, like, you let the best people do it, you know, like, do the work. I don't be trying to do it myself. I remember I tried to cut my hair, man, and I had this big old part, like, it was bad. I got a picture of it.
Yeah,
he got
another picture.
Yeah.
Burn off.
Guess what? We're going to the gas station. Guess what? Buying a drink there. That's how this Tuesday is about to go. Okay. Set that drink there. Set that drink there. I'm getting into this watermelon Rockstar Pure Zero. Lately. You know, it's a decent supplement to the Rockstar Recovery. Making questionable driving choices here. I'm gonna get out of here. I'm gonna hit this freeway and be gone.
So I get the hell out of there and then do what I want to do. You know, it's like, fun ain't fun until the work get done. That's my philosophy.
Ice Cube. I want to ask you something because I've been watching you and Gene Simmons go back and forth about. First of all, I think it's kind of personally disrespectful while you guys enjoy this moment being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, somebody to question your legitimacy.
Yeah.
You know? Not that it matters because he don't define who you are.
Yeah, he don't.
But that's kind of what the culture has always, rap, hip-hop has always faced. You know,
yeah.
People trying to define to us what we
we are. But I love your explanation of why hip-hop is here to stay and should be inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and what rock and roll truly is at the core of it. Can you explain that, too?
Yeah, those? I mean, you know, rock and roll is not even rock and roll.
Talk about it.
You know, rock and roll is something that developed because of the rock and roll spirit of blues players back in the day, and probably before that. You know, that's just when I'm locking into it. But, you know, the blues, you know, took it to another level. And then you had jazz, you had bebop, you had soul, R&B, then rock and roll, then heavy metal, then punk rock, and then hip hop. So what connects us all is a spirit. It's not a guitar, because rock and roll wasn't even started with a guitar. It was started with a piano. It started with horn sections. That's where rock and roll started. Little Richard, Chubby Checker, and you know, and forgetting one more, Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's where rock and roll started. And so for somebody to come out and say we don't belong, and they're Johnny Come Lately's on the scene, they damn self. And, you know, I just feel like they're wrong about that. You know, I respect Gene Simmons, you know. He's actually an OG in the game, you know what I'm saying? But for the most part, he's wrong on this subject. And I just think it's whack for you to try to keep somebody out of the Hall of Fame, and they got a 25-year career of earning it. And the people have spoken, so, you know. It's nothing he could do to dampen my spirits about it, because I really wasn't worried about his opinion before he said it, so I'm not gonna worry about it after he said it.
Ice Cube, ladies and gentlemen, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, man.
Shit. Go ahead, Sam. Talk about it. That's real.
Sam ready to get
I just did a movie to Gene Simmons, and I didn't even know that. I wish I'd have known that. You know that. I'm sitting over here like this in awe. I'm like, what?
I mean, I met him a couple times.
Talk about Ice Cube.
I met him a couple times. He's actually a cool dude. You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
He's just wrong on this subject.
I had that conversation with him.
He's wrong on this subject, man.
He's very outspoken. We've had him on the show. He comes up on the show regularly. Yeah, so you can sit up and argue with him, you know. And then afterwards, he'll hug you.
He kind of like Eddie in the bar. Gene say sometimes he just say stuff.
A white Eddie.
Yeah, he just want to. To the ruling of the hustle, because I'm job blessed, let no one curse. Straighten out what I be about, breaking above the clout. And let the management work for me, because I don't need the unnecessary hostility. A proper marketing plan so we can gobble up the dough, straighten it out so everybody know. The kids are a vision with the purpose of a smooth service. Kicking the service, one time to make a purpose. We're finally here and very long overdue. Pete Rock, this one's for the crew. Gotta go.
What she is,
yeah,
transgender of sorts. I think it's a hooker, to be honest with you. I'm not sure. Maybe we should have Clancy go see. But either way, we're having a great time on this road trip down to Wake Forest right now. We got a great episode of music coming up that we're really excited to bring you. Up first.
like that song? Become a Venus VIP and tell us your thoughts on the music we play.
Sign up now at SiriusXM.com.
Get other states to open up legislation to allow them. Right now, the big problem that we see is that
was a little bit slower than the other kids in his class.
Do your free consultation today. Call 888.
I downloaded
That's NewmanLASIK.com.
Dark Souls 3, which I guess is a new video game. I didn't actually run it though. Sounds like there are some specific configurations that are running into the same problems that we ran into prior to release. Which is pretty crazy. Judging by, well, I don't know. Like the working theory is that it seems to be cards in like the 700 range, 770s and stuff like that, have the kind of the specific early game issue that we had on the show on Friday that Austin and Vinny had out there. And then I saw some other people complaining about other crashes beyond that, but didn't seem like there were necessarily a ton of those, but that early game thing seems, that seems real. I don't know. Like, you can turn the lighting down to low to get past that spot, and it's like any class but night will crash the first bonfire. It's, yeah, I don't know. It's fucking weird. Another bit of information. Phone lines are open for a little bit here, 15 minutes here, 20 minutes here, if anyone has anything to say, I guess. I don't know. It's 707-925-2662. You got nothing? Yeah, no, that's what I expect. Oh, well then. Why is it ringing like that? That's weird. Then why did it stop? Someone from New York called and then had like second thoughts about it. What's going on? Who is this? Where are you at?
How you doing? This is Chris from the Boston Boss.
Hey.
What do we call it that? That's a bad name. I'm from Boston.
Yeah, no, that's just, yeah, Boston. They just call it Boston.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Well, we're about 2 weeks out from back east.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you guys had anything special planned on an extracurricular level. Outside of the podcast and the panels and stuff.
No, not currently. That might change, but we don't have. There's nothing big and grandiose like you sometimes see in Seattle. There's nothing currently planned for Boston. So it's weird. The reason we're able to do some of that stuff in Seattle is because it's in September and that's when people have marketing budgets to spend, so they sponsor things like, you know, hey, GameSpot wants a comedy club to put games in and it's brought to you by some video game, and then we get to show up and like bring in people for our shows and stuff like that. So it's one of those things where they only are able to do that because of the sponsorship money. And that sponsorship money apparently just doesn't exist in March or April. So it ends up like it's lame, but it's like that's just how the business end of it goes. So it kind of gets left to us, like, oh, are we gonna like go out to a bar or something like that, or you know, try to just do something impromptu? And that we might, but I don't know that that'll happen. It didn't happen last year, and right after our panel this year, I'm on another panel, so I'm kind of running from one thing to the next, so I'm not actually sure how any of that stuff's going to go.
I got you. No, that makes sense. I feel like I'm looking at the parties list for PAX just in general, and there's way less stuff than there was last year. Like, last year, the AC's party was the big thing, and they've been radio silent. I think it's just going to be a lot more low-key for a lot of companies, so it's not that surprising that you guys are kind of doing the same thing.
I don't know, like the parties at PAX always seem really weird because like it's that mix of like there's industry people and then there's the public, and they're like what are you trying to accomplish with having a party? Is it to have like some weird industry party? Like, I've been to parties at PAX where it was like there's this whole separate party for people that are on some other list, and it's like up here the drinks are free, and then like down here there are like 10 times as many people and they're paying for drinks, and they get like one drink ticket, and like it's just a weird scene. I don't know, like I usually don't go to any parties at PAX. Like it's never been something I've necessarily like wanted to go do. If I'm out with somebody and they're like, oh, I'm going to this party, I'm like, all right, well, I'm not on the list, but whatever, we'll figure it out. And it's never been a problem, but yeah, I don't know. It's always just, I don't know. This is just such a weird scene, that I've never really delved into too much.
Okay. Well, regardless, look forward to seeing you and at PAX East. I'll be at the album stuff.
Awesome. We'll be there. It'll be.
PAX-Mania is so early.
Yeah. That's, yeah. I mean, yeah.
I mean, it is what it is, but, you know.
Yeah. Hey, what's the weather like out there? Is it real bad? Is it real cold? Or?
No, actually, it is unseasonably warm. This is the warmest winter we've had in something like 10 or 15 years. Okay. It snowed three times.
Okay.
So, light jacket.
Yeah, okay, good. Because I know last time I was there, I was wearing, like, you know, underall. Like just I was wearing long johns, practically, at one point. And then I lost my jacket, and that was a bad fucking scene. Like, last year was the year that there was just, like, 10 feet of snow piled up in parking lots and stuff like that.
No, I think we're going to avoid the torrents of snow. I think D.C. stole all of our snow this year, right, but they can have it. So.
Cool. All right.
No, should be nice.
Good, because I don't own clothes to work in, like, that kind of weather. So that's the thing I learned last year. It's like, oh, I don't own jackets thick enough to handle Boston when it's actually cold.
Yeah.
All right, man.
All right, man. I'll let you go.
Cool. See ya. It was fucking freezing last year. I mean, that dude was like, yeah, I guess, like, I got the impression that he was, like, wanted to say, like, I guess it was cold, I don't know, it wasn't so bad. But I fucked up, and we went to dinner, and then, like, someone had the idea of, like, let's walk back to the hotel, and it was, like, a mile and a half, and I had lost my jacket. And so that was unfucking pleasant. Tejas. Hello.
Hey. Hi.
Hi. What's the good? What's how's it going? Hello.
All right. Fine. Just Mixlerin after coming back from sleep.
Yeah.
Some coffee and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Boring ass morning stuff. Yeah, I thought of a question. I don't know. Whatever.
Fantastic. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Okay. I was just wondering when you guys were gonna rank some fighters.
Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday. I'm actually out for a couple of days this week. So not this week, but we're definitely overdue. And I think, like, we're probably going to end up looking at a lot of the shows that we do that we haven't been able to do lately, and try to figure out, like, what's a more appropriate schedule or way to serve them up. Cause, like, Ranking of Fighters probably doesn't need to be live. So if we don't do it live, it becomes a little bit easier for us to do it because we can kind of fit it in wherever in the schedule. And so that might be the direction we end up taking with that, is to just pre-record it, and throw it up when it's done. And I think that'll work out better for just getting some of that stuff out. You know, it's like we have to look at kind of the types of shows we're doing and kind of figure out, like, what's going to be the real balance there for that stuff. Sometimes it's hard to, I mean, I'd really love to, and we've generally been sticking to a pretty decent streaming schedule of, like, we've got something on a Wednesday, we've got the show on Friday. But at the same time, like, yeah, like, sometimes, like, if I'm busy, we can't do Ranking of Fighters. If I'm out of the office handling other stuff, then, you know, the old game show can't happen and stuff like that. So it's partially about, like, kind of like, okay, well, you know, if my schedule is going to be, like, shitty and weird, then we need to make some adjustments to fit that stuff in and then kind of figure out some other business. But, you know, we'll be wrapping up, it seems like, we'll be wrapping up Metal Gear Scanlan pretty soon here, which that's been a long time coming. They're going to sit down tomorrow and I think, well, we'll see if they actually finish it. I'm actually curious, like, knowing where they're at, and all that stuff. Like, it may be the finale, or maybe they'll play for hours and hours and still not have gotten it done. So we'll see how that stuff goes. But with that wrapping up, and with Vinnyvania more or less wrapping up, I think, you know, it'll be a good time for us to kind of sink back into a more regular schedule with, like, Demo Derby and game tapes and all that other stuff, too.
No, yeah, totally. Like, I was about to say, like, I love Demo Derby, so if you do pre-recorded with Ranking of Fighters, I'm sure that'll be great, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Have a great day. Enjoy your Dark
Souls. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. God, I swear. Okay. All right, fine. Bye. Jeez. No.
Just shut up, Jeff.
Oh, God. All right.
Okay, well, thanks.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
Bye. And that's going to do it, because I'm on the Golden Gate Bridge, and now I have to drive for real. Also, just about ready to start experimenting with video out of the podcast room. So we'll start testing that stuff out and see how we like it and see how that all goes. So that's something I think, you know, Drew was saying. It kind of just needs, like, an uninterrupted day or two to just get the studio end of that room in shape, and then we can start banging around in there and see how stuff goes. And that'll be cool. And then there are a bunch of E3 meetings and stuff happening. It seems like we'll be returning to the same hotel we were in last year. Maybe not the exact same room, but that seems to, like, that will be the location. We're trying to work the budget in a way so we can get a bathroom on our floor, which last year, there's a bathroom on, like, the fourth floor that everyone had to go down to use the bathroom, and that was fine, but if we actually got just a straight-up hotel room in the hotel and had it on the same floor as our meeting room, then that would be a lot easier on everyone involved. And it would give us another room that's quiet for when we need to do podcast stuff. Last year, that was actually a problem when they recorded the Beastcast on the last day of the show, and then I was on it, and we lost that show. Like, the file got all corrupted and fucked up, so so then they ended up re-recording the entire show without me, because at that point I was getting ready for the live show. And then it was like, okay, we're building up this live show, and then they need to record a thing, and it was just, it was a little, it was chaos. So if we had that other room, that would actually be nice. It is scary how quickly a year can just fucking melt away. When you start in January and go like, oh, we got all this time. All right, we need to do this. We need to hear, like, the things we should accomplish here, like, soon. And then all of a sudden it's fucking April and you're like, oh, well, we're in the middle of it now. I guess fit that other stuff in around the edges. No one in this tunnel is moving. Oh man, Leslie Benzies is suing Take Two for what? Is it a royalty thing? Yeah. I meant to grab my copy of The Division on my way in. I was gonna... just gonna look at whatever that new shit was. Well, not today, I guess.
Trying to be, trying to practice, now I'm working from home, so the door can catch me. All around the world, from fucking chocolate on. My bad job, a conference call with Tokyo. Fuck, I don't see this. I'm a workaholic. I'm a workaholic. I'm a workaholic. I'm a workaholic. And I don't get high. Did all the time I smoked, so I'm feeling moody. Turn on the TV, won't go for Judge Judy. 24-7, I don't stop talking. Psychotic like a Dyson and Arty. Data input me, Ken. Spreadsheet me up, Ken. Fuck me, Ken. Look at the size of my shares. I've got an itchy FTSE 100. My Nasdaq's gone fucking crazy. Ken!
Good ass lead. Check it out, y'all. Just getting some motherfucking shrimp, man. Word on the streets. Everybody always try to run up on me out of my word on the streets. This nigga said this, but don't give a fuck about what that nigga says. That's what's wrong with you, niggas. You niggas are just like bitches. Talk too motherfucking much.
Speak.
Steady your own. Get your own. You know what I'm saying? Be independent, nigga.
Bitch.
Bitch, nigga. 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 You take it. Dog, I meet more bitch niggas than hoes. Look here, and I really don't know, but that's just how I go. Dog, so many niggas like to keep up shit, and just like a bitch, niggas be talking shit, smiling in my face, and then they blast me in the back. Niggas stay strapped from way back, cause payback make niggas wanna pop that shit. If you ain't ready for the game, stop that shit. We rock that shit. My nigga Drake, drop that shit. No more talking. I'm walking in the pop in the clip. Block on the hip, set tripping, dipping and shit. If you act like a bitch, nigga, you get smacked like a bitch. Bitch, nigga, bitch.
There would be a faster way to go than rolling up Broadway like this. There's always just enough traffic on Broadway here that it can kind of suck.
Trunk in the back, and I know my
99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you have a girl problem, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you have a girl problem, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Once upon a time, not too long ago, a nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. This is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy. But a pussy having a goddamn sense, trying to push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him. But some fools just start to perform. You know the type, loud as a motorbike. But wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. The only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping. And me and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And they're gonna trap in a Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riffraff again. Feels on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzi's with their cameras, snapping them. DA try to give a nigga shaft again. Half a mil for bail cause I'm African. Or because the fool was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't nothing sweet but I hold my gun. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you have a girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you have a girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Me on a trike, like two wheels up front, one in the back, and he's got an LED American flag like above the trailer hitch on his thing, but it's like it's all like blue, there's no red, it's just it's good stuff. Okay, are you stopping the car? I'm just going to go past it now. Okay, great. I got to go. I got around that minivan, everyone. So the day can begin. I'll see you later. Have a proper Tuesday.